So this is an ancient Roman bridge and people living on it. I heard it's like the oldest in Europe, or the oldest place where the bridge is 2,000 years old. I think this is going up here, so here you can. It says it was built under Emperor Tiber in the first century. And this part of the bridge here, 2,000 years old. Well, there it is, 2,000 years old in Sommières. It's next to Montpellier. Nice little river, I forgot the name of it. It's really nice and rural there. And it's going to the sea. So the French tape I got, so the guy who invited me yesterday was living on the other side, with his kid doing the beatbox. Nice people, really. And actually I was looking for the Templars castle here. So bloody Romans, eh? A bunch of criminals, villains, doing genocide on the Europeans, on the Celts. The worst mass murders you can imagine. And they got this nice site, you know, like building a bridge, you know. Just like today, you know, they are, it's the tendency, the all over tendency. You know, we've got more and more comfort and less freedom, you know, that's the whole trick. Hearts and minds, right? Yeah, hearts and minds. It's a psychology. This is the name of the river, Vidourle. I don't know. Bloody pharaohs. So they came after the Romans. We beat the Romans, so they came back building castles on the hill, you know, raping our women. And fight us from the inside out. So here, this is the Romans. Yeah, they came back there. Hey, smart buggers. So this is the castle of the 11th century, as I told you, in Sommières. Villevieille, that means the old town. There's Sommières. As I told you, all of a sudden they all came. Just like the immigrants today, like the Syrians and the Arabs in the 70s and the Pakis. These guys, all of a sudden, they came. They were there, eh? It's all in the 11th century, 12th century. There are no castles from before. They are not from here, you know. Oh, here's the entrance. Let's see if they're going to kick us out. Well, it's going to stop here anyway. Of course, the balls for the world domination. The grail. So here it is. That's the name of the castle. Let's see if... Hello.
Wow.
Got any food? Jehovah's Witnesses here. So here we see, of course, the Vesicapaiches with the oval for the Oval Office. That means we are a chain, one for all and all for one, yeah. Here's a crown with the concept of three everywhere, because that's them, that's the hierarchy, the side of the pyramid. And here also the concept of three, the ovals. One is more, is bigger for Seth, so it's Isis, Horus and Seth. And this is from the 11th century, you know, so, I mean, Freemasons were already there, it's everywhere, you know. And here they got a swan in it. Why a swan, eh? Well, maybe it's also the concept of three. Et tu vois, il y a de trois étoiles dedans aussi. Also the concept of three, because that's them. And we are the concept of four, eh? So here again is the castle. Even here there's a concept of seven here. 3 plus 4. I thought about everything. Here you can see the sun. The sun worshippers. There's probably a lot of things in it. I can't see it right now. It starts raining again. So next to the castle, you see the Templars here. I don't know if it's real or new. It looks like put on here. But that doesn't mean that the Templars were not here, because they were always like around castles. Maybe it is a Templar castle, but anyway, I'm gonna show you another one. So this is a Protestant church, which is really weird, but why do they have a Templar's cross on it all? Yeah. Like here, you can really see this is a Templar's cross. Quite weird. So next to the castle. I mean, well, it's, you know, it's all the same thing anyway. The church and the, so the castle is just there. Protestant church, eh? Well, Freemason stuff on it. This is an old chapel next to Sommières, from the 11th century, so that's pretty old, eh? That was the castle we were just at there. And there's the other one, which is there. Here are the ruins of another castle on top of the mountains here. Well, I'm not gonna look there. Somewhere there. I don't know if you saw it. But you know, why France? Because, you know, Italy is maybe nearer from Egypt. Why these pharaohs really got big, and all of a sudden, like a thousand years ago and not before, they were all of a sudden, they were all there, you know, just like the Muslims and the immigrants. Because, you know, they didn't want to expand really in Italy, because Italy was just ransacked by the Germanic tribes, and because there was the genocide on the Celts, with the biggest genocide, you know, the world has ever seen, next to the genocide on the Germans during the 30-year war. And so France was like empty. The Celts never really came back after that, you know. There was such a big genocide by Caesar and these bloody Romans, eh? And now they're walking around, these Romans, in our streets in their uniforms and their, you know, their 9 mils and their cars and their, you know, and maiming, like now in France, you know, with the LBD-40, a Swiss gun, they're maiming so many young people in France, the yellow jackets, you know, there are hundreds who lost an eye, you know, and they say that's a precise weapon, so, you know, just shooting at the eyes, horrible. So that's why France, eh, for these two reasons. Too many Germanic tribes in Italy and in Rome, still hanging around drinking beer and wine, like the Langobards and, you know, the Goths. And France was empty. They murdered everybody here, the Romans and the Celts, you know, so they could expand here, you know. That's why French is the aristocratic language. It's a diplomatic language because of that. And but it seems now they want to destroy France, really. Yeah. Again, maybe because of the Celts still, yeah. So I'll just have a quick look at this castle here. Well, it's interesting. Pondre, in French, it means to lay an egg, like the reptilians, right? So let's have a look inside. Looks like quite a new castle. And apparently the guy, he's doing, I talked to a lady yesterday, she was 1 year with that guy. And she was putting like voodoo stuff under her mattress. Oh look, a pentagram. Oh nice. Look at this one here, bloody devil here. Look at his ears, eh? You ever seen somebody with ears? Wow, I saw people with ears like that in Switzerland. Loads of them. Oh, this is, so the castle is from the 12th century, and it looks airy, really. Look at this, a pyramid, look at that, eh? Wow. So it's a strange, it's from the 12th century, the castle. There's a bad energy here, very bad. The lady just said, well, it's only for people staying in the hotel here. So I said, well, I'll just look around, maybe if I like it, I'll stay here. I wonder how old that is, you know? How many steps are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, or something, or 21, or something. You know, if you look at from the top, you know, you can see that game again, Mills. You know, I just showed it to you. It's like Pharaohs. Pharaohs. I suppose this is old too. They just put the water pump on it, but it's... I mean, they know what they're doing. I mean, why put a bloody pyramid here, you know? Behind the castle, because that's the same ones, just as I found obelisks. They're the same ones. They're pharaohs. I mean, what more should I tell you, right? Look at it. Pyramid and the pharaohs and the aristocracy. They're not from here. Yeah. And look after the pyramid there. Now you've got a Swiss cross here. Why put a Swiss cross, you know? They know what they're doing. Of course they do. Absolutely, they do. Hey, Swiss, eh? I know you're here. Look, the Black Knight. So there you can see the castle there. This is the main entrance. What do I see? Two 3D octagons, you know, Knights Templars, octagon. And here's a crown with the M for Mason. You know, the Freemasons. It's all the same. I've never seen this before. It would be interesting to count the squares on it. Well, this is, yeah. Look, there's a triangle on it there. For the concept of three, and there's squares on it for the concept of four. Very, very interesting. They know what they're doing. This is very satanic here. Here you can see two times Fleur de Lis, you know, what's up? The same thing is down, you know, like the Baphomet with one hand up and one hand down. It's their thing, you know. Here, of course, is big Fleur de Lis, the one here. Okay, and so this is the one. The chateau of the laying of the eggs. Bloody reptilians you are. So octagon is Templars, you know, a 3D octagon. And the concept of three and four, the squares and the triangles, is Freemason. So it also says in this ball here that the Freemasons, they come out of the Knights Templars. I mean, the Freemasons as we know them today, the real powerful, of course, they already existed in the times of Pharaoh. And I don't even have to count them, you know, all these things on top of the crown, there are 13. You know, of course it's 13. Yeah. Definitely occult, the enemy within 12th century, so there are no castles before the year 1000, you know. They all came all of a sudden. It was all bloody satanic, right? Child molesters. What's up is down. Yeah, this ancient church, I don't know from when, it's the sun hieroglyph. Now it's everywhere, castles, churches, in the Middle Ages already, and it is the Communauté des Ursulines. There's the word bear in it. So what do I see here? Oh, look at that. A real compass, you know, with this square and compass with the stingwets, you know, like 1758. Still in Sommières. Well, you see, this thing here is from 1758. So it means the Masons have been like here since 1758 at least. What was that? 300 years, you know? And the town is 2,000 years old, so they are here since 2,000 years old, you know. So I just wanted to come back to that castle with the pyramid. So it's all in there, the entire itinerary. You know, you see the pyramids, so that's where they came from, bloody pharaohs. And you see the castle, which is the aristocracy. And then you see Switzerland, where they went to. I was a bit tired, so I didn't explain it very well. I did too much boozing with the Frenchies, eh? The night before until 3 o'clock in the morning. So it's all there, you know, they put the entire itinerary there, you know. Pyramid, castle, Swissy, their base, you know, of it all. And they have been here since 2,000 years, you know, here. So at least this is a proof, these guys have been here since 300 years, eh? You see? Look at their well. 1758, they even put the proofs themselves there. What kind of a house is it? It looks like a very old house, eh? Yeah, interesting. So I just came back especially to tell you that. And here too, you see the concept of four all the time, you know, yeah? And the concept of three here in the corner. Oh, that's also... oh, never mind. So this is interesting. My friend here, he says that... this is because the war between the Protestants and the Catholics. He has a crown on his head. So on one side here of the little square, there were Protestants, and the other side, Catholics, and they were just pulling their a tongue, you know. But it's also pharmacies having this, you know, and here's a weird sort of a symbol. It's octagonal. It's a weird house. So, yeah. He's got real funny, diabolical eyes, which of course it's also a sort of black magic, you know, because you can't see it from here. But these sort of things attract demons. Yeah. There's another old church there. Well, look at it, you know, the only what I look amazing. How is this plant growing here, you know? How did it get there, eh? Some bird must have been sitting there with some seeds. Look, it's all taking over the church. You know, you Monsanto guys, you Monsatan guys, you can't do this. You can't. Look at it, you know, so powerful. This is really powerful. Imagine, like, putting a seed there and make it grow there. You know, you couldn't. No, here too. It's all over. It's fantastic. It's all taken over, you know. If you look, like, 2,000 years later, you know, the whole church would be covered, you know, with grass here, with a tree. I'll be eating the bloody church up, you know. I wouldn't mind, just eat it up, the bloody church, eh? And you Monsanto guys, and, you know. So you see, praying doesn't help, eh? Nature is stronger, eh? It kills Monsanto and your genetic manipulation and your homos and just eats it all. Go ahead, eat it all, eh? Finish them off. Finish them off, eh? Look, that's me here. Hello. Oh. Nice little square here. Yeah? Even here too, look. It's all taken over. Forest is, you know, taking over again. They're all looking at, even here, the bloody cameras, you know. Should be some grass over, throwing over, you know, like growing over that thing there. Amazing, yeah, there's so many, there's even two, three castles in this town here. So this is the castle of Sommières. Now look, there's the other one, it's just on the other side, look at that. I was there yesterday. Oh, man. Everywhere. And look at it. Look at the little red pyramid. Look at the... Where is it? Oh, yeah. Look, the red house. Hey? The old world order. I'm quite surprised it's not an inverse pyramid of death. Another triangle in it. Two times the concept of three. Means our masters. Right? You get it? Is what they want to put me, the Swissies. Oh, let me out. At least there's a lot of oxygen there. Eh?
your stinkers, all your stinkers, all and leave me alone. Bank nigga, we no flow your wakers, all your wakers,
So I'm here, some French people who invited me in this village here. I'm going to see a Templar's commandery. Fantastic. Yeah. Wow.
Thanks.
I never heard that before.
Thanks a lot.
See you.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, you want to give your email address? Tu veux donner ton adresse mail ou non?
Non.
Okay. Thank you.